Hello and welcome to Slave Training. In this series, I'll be helping you to unlock your potential as a submissive, whether that's in submission to me or to someone else in your life. This is part 3, which will expand on your everyday submission from part 2 into fully submitting and serving your dom actively. This is an important skill for a slave, so please do pay close attention. Let's begin with a question. You can either wait for a command from your dom or try to do something they might like before you're told. Which do you think is better? One offers opportunity to impress, but risk of punishment, while the other shows you are receptive to their needs. Serving your dom is all about choices, which is funny, isn't it? Perhaps you felt as a submissive it was your job to obey mindlessly, and sometimes it is. Sometimes it's your job to simply obey and repeat their commands, follow their orders. But there is always a dilemma in being submissive, between action and patience. Proactive service and reactive service. You have choices. Just as right now you can choose to listen carefully to my every word, or just relax and drift on the sound of my voice. Either choice will lead you into a trance. But is one better? You may never know. But that's the thing with choice. Two roads diverged. You may never know the other path, the one you didn't take. Who knows where it will bring you? Being submissive is a journey, a path with many branches. When you are presented with many choices, you must be careful about your options. You can passively listen to me and follow where I lead you, or you can be an active listener and drop into trance of your own accord. You always have choices in these matters. Submission is the same. You will always find yourself with choices. Which dom to submit to? Which fetishes you want to explore with them? What you can do to please them? Choice is so important to submission. And yet, a part of every submissive wants all those choices taken away. Maybe you want me to stop offering you any choice now and say, drop into a trance, drop into trance, drop for me. Maybe you want to drop for me and don't need any encouragement. Either way, you're falling for me, falling into my power, falling under my spell. Either way, you find yourself dropping in deeper for me, deeper into this now familiar, relaxed state of submissive trance, of submissive bliss. You can follow this feeling down now, or let me tell you to drop deeper, drop further. You can chase the trance like you're forcing yourself into position to fall faster, or you can just float down with me. Down into a state of relaxation where you listen to my every word closely and carefully, where you let my words fill your mind and take you deeper with every moment, where my words help you fall faster and further constantly, where you can only fall, you can only drop down. Every word I speak makes you drop deeper, deeper into trance, more relaxed, more calm, more entranced, more in my power. Just drop and listen. Because you as a submissive should always listen. Always listen to a dom. They know what's best for you. But you also need to learn what's best for your dom. So listen as I explain how, as we learn how together. You must learn for your dom. Evolve. You know already the everyday routines that will help you become a better slave. You know that your mind and body belong to your dom, and you know that it is important to please them. But you don't yet know how, not fully. You have ideas, you have fantasies, you picture yourself under their feet or kneeling before them. But those are your ideas and thoughts. You must, to truly submit to someone, push all of that aside and learn what your dom wants. Not every dom wants you kneeling or licking their heels. Some want different things. So you must learn. You must learn from your dumb. You must give them the utmost respect and reverence and listen to them, watch them, focus on them, follow them. For only then can you truly understand who they are and who you are, and the purpose of your relationship be fully realized. You must continue to mindlessly repeat your daily service, of course, and add any new tasks your dumb gives, but you must also be proactive for your dumb. You must find ways to make them happy without them having to make any effort. You know your dumb shouldn't make any effort really, don't you? They have to do so much for you, to train you, to control you, to punish and reward you. But ultimately, you want to remove all their burdens. As a submissive, your role is to submit to their will and wins. Your role is to submit to their needs above your own and ensure that they are looked after. And in doing so, you are looked after too. Eventually, my submissive, you will reach a point where all of this is automatic, where you spend every moment of your life as if in trance, in a perfect state of blissful harmony with your dominant, where you meet their needs before they even think of that need at all. A state of perfect symbiosis between two people who understand what the other wants implicitly. But it is up to you to learn that, don't you think? You must practice and learn submission to truly learn to serve a dominant. You are wondering how to do that, I'm sure. So as you relax and rest with me, just take a deep breath in like a good sip and let it out slowly. Just stay in this relaxed state with me, and we can explore how to become a good sub and serve your dominant best. To begin, you should remind yourself why you're doing any of this. Simply let your mind answer the question, why do I want to submit? It may be for pleasure, for fulfillment, to feel safe or at peace. It may be all of those things. You must know yourself before you can know your dom. So just remind yourself that you are submissive. Say it aloud or to yourself now. I am submissive. That's good. You are truly submissive. And true submissives want nothing more than to please their dom. They can be obedient all of the time, or sometimes act out and get punished if the dom enjoys that. You may think I'm which describes you now, if you wish. But as you do that, I do want you to relax deeper with me now. Relax even deeper for me, so that we can go further into this trance and fill your mind with more thoughts of submission and servitude. It is imperative for a submissive to make choices, so they may find the best way to please their dom. No matter how much you simply want to be a mindless slave, you need to choose the path to that feeling. You can ask questions of your dom, or you can try to interpret their actions and words. Being submissive is a choice, as is servitude. It is choosing to put someone above yourself. So you must show your commitment to that choice by making good choices for them. Your thoughts are theirs, so you must make sure you find the right ones, don't you think? But maybe right now you don't think. You don't think at all. You simply listen and relax. Listen and enjoy this trance. When you are back in the waking world, you can mull over and consider all the ways you can choose to serve, all the choices you can make in service of your dom. But for now, just listen and relax and enjoy my voice lulling you into this relaxed state of trance and submission. If you are thinking at all, if you have any thought left in your mind, you are focused on a question. How do I choose for my dom? What do I choose for them? And that is a complex question, one you cannot fully learn the answer to in one day, with one session of listening to me. But we can sow seeds for the answers to come. You can implant thoughts with me that will lead to a future of positive submission and a happy dom. And to do that, we start with a simple question. How may I serve you today? That question is a choice you make. In fact, it's many choices. It's the choice to serve. the choice to listen to the answer, the choice to follow their commands, the choice to devote your day to them. When you ask simply, "How may I serve you today?" you are opening yourself up to any number of responses from your dom. They may want something small and simple. They may want an enormous display of your total devotion. Either way, you are choosing to do whatever they want of you. That is a gift you as a submissive can give your dom. And isn't that a wonderful gift indeed? Your choice gives them a choice of how to use you, how to make you valuable and worthy of their attention. Why not practice this important question with me now? You will, won't you? You will ask that question now, aloud or in your mind. Repeat it after me. How may I serve you today? Very good. Such a good submissive. Let's try it again. Really mean it. Really speak it so that your dom understands that you are willing and ready to serve them. How may I serve you today? Good submissive, very good. You're learning so much about how to serve now that it's obvious you are ready to be used to a dominant. But, my submissive, you must not always rely on your dom to give you the answers. Sometimes they don't even know themselves. You must remember your dom is human, has needs, normal everyday needs just as you do. They need food, rest, kindness, care, always everyday needs. The things that aren't huge acts of devotion, but instead small acts of service and kindness to show a dom you are truly a valuable and worthy submissive. Tiny acts of service that add up to a huge, incredible body of worship. You give yourself to a dom in many ways, and one is to choose to be giving of yourself in any way you can. With whatever resources you have available, your time, your energy, your body, your generosity, all of these things show your dom that you know your place beneath them. And here in the sleepy state you find yourself in, you may find it hard to think of how to please a dom. But in the waking world, you will consider all of these things deeply. You will think strongly of all of them, of how you can make your dom's life easier. When you ask how you can serve and when you do something to please your dom unprompted, you are, in both cases, trying to make their life easier and better. Even if sometimes it makes yours a little harder, a good dom will always make sure you are happy regardless, but a little sacrifice shows your devotion. So you must learn to anticipate needs as well as asking directly. You must learn their preferences and quirks to truly serve and surrender to them. To drop under their power, as you have mine, you must be willing to listen and learn everything they are, everything they enjoy, what they dislike, what they love. Only then can you truly unlock your submissive potential. So ask more questions than how can you serve. Ask your dom, how are you feeling? And learn what each mood demands. What makes them happy when they feel down? What calms them when they feel angry? What ignites their joy when they feel happy? Ask your dom, what are your plans? So you can react accordingly. So you can be patient and wait while they are busy. So you can help them enjoy their nights out. So you can give them space when they need it and know when they can give you time. Ask your dom, what are you enjoying at the moment? So you can engage in their interests. So you can show support for their projects, so you can understand their hobbies. After a while, all of these things, all of these questions, will give you the insight you need to be the best submissive. One who can react to a dom's changing moods and whims without them offering a single command. One who submits and obeys without thought, who acts on instinct, habit, and routine, to keep themselves and their dom happy and looked after. A truly great submissive knows the acts of service that will make their dom feel pleased with them, that will earn them reward. And the nature of that relationship is built on creating that knowledge. building that rapport through communication and choice, your choice and theirs. You always have a choice, and I know you choose to submit, because you are a very good submissive. And I want you to choose to awaken from me now. Choose to wake from this trance and let yourself feel back to normal. Choose to shake your shoulders and blink your eyes until you feel wide awake and refreshed. Choose to feel wonderfully refreshed and happy. Choose to be awake. And choose to listen to this file again soon to reinforce these important lessons. I'll see you soon for part 4 of this series. Until then, remember, you always have a choice in how to submit. So choose carefully. Choose to submit. Show that choose.